Time for me to take a roll call here. Mandy? Mandy?
Hey.
Are you here, Mandy?
Yes. Hello?
And
hello?
Liz? Liz? Oh, I found her. There she
is.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Liz. This
Hi.
Is Liz Berlin and Fat Mandy, two of Pittsburgh's finest musicians. And it's nice to have you both here. And you've got something really special going on. But instead of me introducing you, I'm going to let you each introduce each other. How would you introduce Liz?
Oh, wow. I would say that Liz Berlin is one of Pittsburgh's most powerful singer-songwriters, divas, producers, rock stars, studio engineers, superior compositioners. She's a triple platinum, meaning that her music is sold over a million copies three times. Rock and roll, bad.
Yes. Good choice
yeah.
of
She's an instructor. She teaches children. She leads multiple educational projects through her real life band camp and the We Rock workshop. And I've been her vocal coach through We Rock for a number of years now. And every time I have the blessing to work with her, I am always incredibly impressed by her commitment to artistic excellence and to helping young people learn how to do the thing so they can grow and become the thing next.
What an introduction that is. And
wow.
Well, all, by triple platinum, too, that's as one of the co-founders and members of Rusted Root. Now, I'll let you return the favor to our friend Mandy here.
Fat Mandy, yes. Fat Mandy is one of my oldest friends, and she is a cosmic jazz chanteuse of Pittsburgh. She's an interesting and beautiful character with a wonderful voice, and she is also an educator, as she said. She not only teaches with me in my creative life support programs, but she also teaches at the Afro-American Music Institute, teaching voice, and she's a videographer and an editor, and she is an activist artivist. She is one of the most outspoken people I know on anything having to do with social justice or just basically what's right. She's always, I don't know, she's got an amazing head on her shoulders.
What great mutual introductions.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're both here and you've combined for a project that we're proud to support. It is called Social Justice Disco, and this is going to be taking place on Sunday, July 8th, 6 o'clock at Mr. Small's Theater. The two of you have a couple songs, including one you're going to preview tomorrow. What else is going to be happening at that event?
Well, we're going to it's very exciting because we have so many incredible collaborators on the project. So in addition to us performing the album in its entirety, and within the album, it's got 60 people on it. It's got Pastor Derek Tynes in the Leamington Gospel Chorale. It's got poets Christina Springer and Leslie Ezra Smith. We have local Native American singers Johnny Creed Coe and Sun Bear Coe and Arlena Evans. Arlena and Johnny went to Standing Rock to protest water protectors. Johnny's artwork's been used by the American Indian Movement for 40 years for their struggle, and we collaborated with them on a song called Maniwit Chani, Water is Sacred. And we also have a horn section, Steel Town Horns, and we have strings. We have Nicole Myers and Megan Williams on violin and cello, and we have backup singers Christiana D and Henya and Katie Berlin, and we have dueling guitars and an Afro-Latin percussion section with the Segay family. So
wow.
It's just like this cast of dozens, I would say thousands, but literally it's four dozen people all on stage, and all of the special guests And our special collaborators are going to be opening the set. And we have a really special treat on announcement. Liz, maybe you should tell us who's going to be joining us that we didn't know about. You're the woman who made you go to the People's Network and all that.
Oh, right. So one of the songs that we did on the album is called Have You Been to Jail for Justice?
Oh, yes. Is she going to be there?
By Mancini. And she has just confirmed that she is going to be coming and playing an opening set as well. So
That's wonderful to hear. And I heard you mention her daughter is one of the participants in the album. So that's great.
No, actually, that's my sister. My last name's also Beth.
Oh, my gosh.
Her twin sister.
Yes.
Liz is a twin.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I am.
Yes, you didn't say is. Amy Berlin. You said
Katie.
I thought you said Amy Berlin, which is Anne's daughter, who
also
has
that would
been
be
singing.
Awesome, too. I haven't met Amy.
Wow. That's something. Are
hopefully,
you?
Maybe she'll come to the show, though.
Well, how nice. So Anne will be there, and that's a terrific. This starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And what's the album called?
Songs to Fight Fascists By.
A perfect title. How many tracks are on the album?
Oh, there are 12.
12. So you'll hear some of Pittsburgh's greatest musicians, and I gather they're all original songs, or are some...
Five of them are original that we wrote.
Actually, there is a library of songs to fight fascists by that we've done this before.
Well, yeah, and that's what we wanted to highlight with this project is, like, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel, just keep it rolling. Mm-hmm. You know, so we did a discified, and Anne hasn't heard it yet, so I'm a little horrified to hear what Anne Feeney thinks of our disco version of Have You Been to Jail for Justice with, you know, go-go dancers. Oh, we have go-go dancers. Lita DeVargas and Miss Theatrix, beautiful drag queen Theatrix, will be there. And the Hammer sisters, Christine Andrews and Maria Hammer, are going to be there. But yeah, so we did like a disco version of Have You Been to Jail for Justice, and we did a disco version of the Woody Guthrie song, All You Fascists Are Bound to Lose.
Mm.
And we did a disco version of Your Racist Friend by They Might Be Giants. And Liz's version of I Will Survive is simply stunning.
That's Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive?
Exactly.
I like it.
We added a hip-hop section with Dr. Holly Hood. She's a double PhD and a phenomenal rapper here in Pittsburgh.
Well, this is an all-ages show, and it takes place tomorrow at Mr. Small's Theater, and July 8th is the date, Sunday night, and it should be a lot of fun. We're going to have Fat Mandy sing a song in just a moment, because the segment's really going by very quickly.
How did that happen?
I have no idea. But
just being with you, it's time flies. When
parting
you're
is such
fun.
A sweet sorrow. Liz, thank you for doing this, and I hope it goes well. Keep in touch.
Thank you.
And anything else you wanted to add at all while we have a minute?
I'm just so excited for the show, and I hope everybody can come. It's going to be an amazing evening.
Excellent.
Tell them about Real Life Bandcamp, too, because you still have slots
open. Oh, yeah. I have a really, really fun thing coming up with Creative Life Sport. It's called the Real Life Music Camp. And it's a rock and roll or any kind of music band camp that I'm going to be holding at Mr. Small's recording studio on July 16th through 20th. And there's lots and slots available. So anybody that wants to spend a week in the studio with me learning how to write and record music and collaborate with other musicians should, what should I tell you to do? You should visit MrSmalls.com to find the registration.
Excellent. Thank
or
you, Liz.
Just email info at MrSmalls.com.
Sounds good. Thanks, Liz. Fat Mandy is here with us to kick off this hour. If you're just joining us, there's a new album that features songs of social justice and conscience. It's going to be released tomorrow. It's called Songs to Fight Fascism By. Is that right?
Songs to Fight Fascists By.
Fascists By. And it features a dozen plus musicians from the Pittsburgh area and surroundings. And this is going to be taking place tomorrow at 6 o'clock at Mr. Small's Theater. It's
doors
an
open,
all ages.
Show at 7.
Yeah. All show at 7, doors
yeah,
open
doors
at 6.
Doors at 6, shows at 7.
And I want to thank you and Tommy for being here.
Aw.
Tommy's kept himself outside because
he's got the sniffles.
He's got the sniffles. We are going to close. We wanted to talk about this a little bit, but I wanted to be sure you had a chance to hear. Is this song on the album?
Yes, and actually this song is being released. So you can get the album at the show tomorrow, but this is the song that's released across all the digital platforms tomorrow. Our distributor, Symphonic, has this tomorrow going up on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify. So if you're a Spotify listener, you know, look for hashtag Big Brother is trending, all one word.
Excellent. And we have
for
it here first.
Social Justice Disco, yes.
I think we have the debut, the world debut right here.
Amen. That's on radio. Exciting. Yes, you do, actually. Yeah, we were on Lynn Cullen's show, but that's a podcast.
Well.
So this is the first ever, this is the world's radio debut of hashtag
we'll,
Big Brother's
We'll gladly running. Share it with Lynn.
And it features the rapper on this. It's me and Liz Berlin and our band and the rapper and the rapper is Big Juss. And he's another educator that works with us through We Rock Workshop.
Okay, and with our thanks, here's Fat Man D.
Big Brother is trendy. Is trending. Big Brother is trending. That's some double plus on good news. Cops are shooting good men dead. Too black to live, they're filled with lead. Come home from school, but car broke down. Caught on good, they shot him down. One person reading a book alone. Child shot the video on the phone. Bearing witness, we shared the feat, but it was crime thing, didn't feel the need. Big Brother is trending. Big Brother is trending. Big Brother is trending. That's some double plus on good news. A pipeline built against the law. Treaties broke, hoping natives fall. 400 tribes gathered strong. You won't hear news speak in their song. Big Brother wants us to believe. Protects his lies, defends his need. But the truth is coming into light. We must resist, keep up the fight. Big Brother is trending. Big Brother is trending. Brother is trending. That's some double plus on good news. On good news. How do we fight the thought police when they bend the truth to fit their tweets? We pretend that it's not there, but there is injustice everywhere. 'Cause when cops murder and pipelines built and bombs go off at home, it's like the Lord himself is calling you. You must pick up the phone. We learn, we teach, we educate our selves and even those who hate. It's long past time we must decide what's more important, lives or pride.
Crazy how these wounds is too big to bandage. Rear view mirrors reflect the badges. While iPhones broadcast the damage. So savage, common in the place where I lay out. And you wonder why we dream about payback.
Moments of hush, all the yellow tape. Silence when the jury sees another case. Another face, like Mike Brown. Rhymes make the mask come and burn it down. Blue flames, red lights, gang colors, the police take another life. Hindsight, I was judged by a racist mind. Close their eyes, go blind, I'ma still shine. I'm tutored by the kings and the exes. It's complex how we built for these stresses.
There's too much hate, there's too much fear. Conflicting truths, a thin veneer. Alternative facts interlink. Drowned us all in doublethink. They rectify the past to fit the truth into the narrative. Deleting footages of the death, but on persons will take no more breath. Big Brother is trending. Big Brother is trending. Big Brother is trending. That's some double plus on good news. Big Brother is trending. Tell everyone, Big Brother is trending. Big Brother is trending. That's some double plus on good news. That's some double plus on good news.
Fat Man D live, Big Brother is trending, and Joss and Chris were also featured along with you on that.
Yeah, Big Joss is on that. Yeah, Christiana D is that lower vocal on there, and you come live tomorrow, you'll hear it with 15 musicians, 3 backup singers, 4 dancers.
And you with some caffeine in you.
I haven't even had any caffeine yet.
Yeah, and listener heard, thank you for being with us
Thanks
today.
So much for letting us. You know what, can I give a real quick plug to my jam session?
Sure.
Okay, so once a month on the third Tuesday of every month, Neighborhood Allies and Drusky Entertainment have sponsored me to do a wonderful all-ages jam session at the Black Forge Coffee Shop in the Pittsburgh neighborhood of Allentown at 1206 Arlington Avenue. It's the third Tuesday, so the next one will be July 17th. It's from 6:30 to 9:30, and I got live musicians, usually Carlos Pena, Miguel Sage, and people can come and sit in with us or do stuff to tracks if they want, and it's just a lot of fun. It's all ages. It's a coffee shop, heavy metal coffee shop.
How nice. Yeah. And July 17th for
the
next
Tuesday
one.
Tuesday the 17th. But yeah, I hope to see you all tomorrow night at Mr. Small's Theater, 6 p.m. doors, 7 p.m. show. Tickets are 10 in advance, 15 at the door. And yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Saturday Light Brigade and Ricky and everybody.
Take care.